Ja, en daf, ein Beisam mit Aleph, berg, a little before the middle of the Yomet. Oma Rav Ike bar Ovin, Oma Rav Chananel, Oma Rav. Chal sein, harei, ke geile le yuchsen. It seems the Marshal wasn't geires, ne havend, aber, Rogeiris Chalzen. In Chalzen, Rashi says no. So the famous, this was an area near the river of Chalzen. This is an area in Bavel. Harei hi kegoyle leyuchsen. So legabi yuchsen, it is like Pumpedisa. Pumpedisa was a very chashiv mokim in Bavel that was very miyuchis. So, Ravike Barovin said that Chalzain is equivalent to Pumpadisa. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, Leisa Tzisolei. You should not listen to him. You should not rely on him. Yibomi Dinoflalei Hosam. Amar Dikazach. He says, you know why Ravike Barovin is saying this? Because he has a brother that lived in this area of Chalzen, and his brother died. And the Yevome is falling Liyibum, and he wants to be Miyabim her. So now there's a problem. How can he be Miyabim the woman from Chalzen? So therefore, he's saying that it's a Miyuchistic place, but one should not rely on this memory. Someone wanted to be Meirer. We heard in the Gemara before on the Afayna Medbeis, a memra, Omar Ababa, Omar Avuna, Omar Rav, Kol Talmud Chochim, Shemayra Alocha Obo. The Talmud Chochim is Machadish now Alocha B'Shem Samo. M'kayda Maisa Omra Shaymim Loi. If this Alocha was said before was negated him, we can rely on him. Bin Lav Ein Shaymim Loi. But if this was just said now, when it's negeya to him, so ain't shaymila, we cannot rely on this Talmud Chochem, could be because of his negiyas, he's saying this. So could be that's what Abaye was saying over here also. We cannot rely on this memory of Rabbi Kebarovin. It's negeyim. Now he's just saying over. We never heard of this till now. He's saying over this memory that Chalzain is a meyuchas de kemokim, it's equivalent to Pupadisa Shebebokim. Omalei, so Ravike Barovin told Abaye, Oto didihi, this is my memory. The Rav Chananel, I'm saying over b'shem Rav Chananel. Ozo shailu le Rav Chananel. So they went to ask Rav Chananel. He is saying it's Negeya Ravike Barovin, but Rav Chananel is not Negeya. So they asked Rav Chananel. Omale, Omalehu, Ochi Omarav, Rav Chananel said 100%, Ochi Omarav, Chalzain, and that's where goes this Nehavan, Hareyu Kigailu Liyuksa. Because Rav Taka said this, it's Taka an authentic member of Rav, that this mokim in Bavel is a miyuchistik mokim. So the Gemara says, Uplige the Rav Abba Bar Kahane. So the Gemara says, but this memory, even though Rav holds like this, that Chalzain is a miyuchistik mokim, Uplige the Rav Abba Bar Kahane. The Omar Rav Abba Bar Kahane, Maidach Siv, there's a posik by Sancherev, it says, Bayan chaim machalach uvechover nahagoyzen v'orei modai. He brought the Aseres HaShvotim to these mekaymes. Chalach zu chalzoin. So this is the chalzoin that we're speaking about. Chover zu hadyav. Nahagoyzen zu ginoizak. Zu ginzak. Orei modai zu chamodoin v'chavrei seho. My Chavreisel, these are the suburbs of Nihavan. My Chavreisel, Omar Shmuel, Krach Mushkei, Chuskei, Verumkei. Hi. As Al Kaponim, These are the mekaymes that Sancherev was megale the aseres hashvatim. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'kulon lepsul. So what does he say, Rashi? The Rashi bayamchein b'chalach v'chover aseres hashvatim shehiglo Sancherev mishtoi. This is speaking about aseres hashvatim that Sancherev sent into Golus and these mekaymes. V'kulon lepsul. So Rabbi Yochanan said in all these places. Kol mokim shegolu hashvatim nitmu oivde kechom bivnei sayem. Oivde kechom vevet havo bas Yisrael afil leman diyom ahavlad mam zoloi have pogum yave ziche pogum likun. So memele, so we see there's a machloikis. There's a machloikis, I says, afil you'll say, Rab said that this mokim chalzoin is a meyuchas dike mokim. We see Rav Abba Bar Kahane and Rav Yechanan in the same shan Rav Abba Bar Kahane that is chal zayn the kulon lipsu. Samoy Radik is ach that comes out aseres ha-shvotim anat miyuchosim as they come to chais. This was San Cherev, this is the place where the aseres ha-shvotim went to Golas anat miyuchosim kulon lipsu. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Kosal Kedaito, now we said, Nihavant Vechavro Yisrael. The Postik says, Vechavro Yisrael, Mai Vechavro Yisrael, so Shmuel said, Krach Mushri, Chuske, Verumke. These are certain cities that were near this area. So, the Kosal Kedaito, so these are the Psulim. Kasalka daitach, mushri einu mushchani. Vomar abchia barovina mashmu, mushchani reike geilu leyuchsen. So here we have Stira in Shmuel. Shmuel said that mushchani is a very meyuchistic place in Babel. It's like Pumpadisa leyuchsen. And here it says that this is Chavrei Seo is going on Mushri, which is Kulon Lepsu. So the Gemara answers Ala Mushri Lachud or Mushkani Lachud. These are two different Mekaymes. Now, the next Gemara was brought in because we were speaking about Chalzain. So Mamela, that's why the next Gemara also speaks about Chalzain. So that is, I think that's the connection of these two Gemaras. But Tlos Ilin, there were three tlois, three ribs. Now this Pasuk, we'll see, this Pasuk is speaking about the Cholam of the Neil Cholam of about the Dalet Malchias. And this is speaking about the Malchishnia of Porath. And as we'll see now that this is the middle of the Pasuk, but the Gemara later will bring the beginning of the Pasuk, that each Malchus had a certain tzure, and the Malchus Shnia of Poras looked like a bear. And the Pasuk is saying about this bear, a tlos ilin, there were three tzalois, three ribs, bepuma ben shina. There were three ribs in his mouth, and then it was between the teeth. So this is a little stiridic, but if it's in the mouth, that means that it's completely under the control of the bear. If it's bein shina, so that means it's out of the mouth, and it's not under the shlita of the bear. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zul chalzoin hadyav unetzivim, shepa'omim boilaton upomim peltosa. Let us see what Rashi says. Utlas ilin bepuma bechaya hashniye shebemare donio. See, the Rishash makes a guy, this is Poras. The first one was Bovel. This is speaking about the chaya shniye. Bepuma ben shina. Bepuma mashme mibifnim that it's in the mouth of the doid. Ben shina mashme shebeltois mi bachutz, that it is sticking out, it's not in the mouth of the doid. So there were different kufis. Pomim boilatom, moishelas aleim, pomim peltosom, that means the shlita over these three mekoimes was totally in different zmanim. There was manim that poros was shailet on these mekoimes, and there was manim that poros was not shailet on these mekoimes. Now, the Gemara brings down the beginning of the pasuk, v'aru chei v'ochri sinyone. And now Daniel says he saw the chaloim, or the chaloim ha'nevuah, he saw a second chayim, dom yeledoiv. This was going on Malchus Poras, and it's similar to a bear. Toni Rav Yosef Eilu Parsir, she'oichlim v'shoisim kedoiv. They're similar to a doiv and oichlim v'shoisim, but some of they eat a lot, u'mesubolim kedoiv. They're very fat, and the fat is surrounds them like a beged. That means, let's see what Rashi says, u'mesubolim kedoy, balei boso, loshen oivi v'shumen, they're very thick and fat. U'b'yal menam yemrin en cotton, misuvol beboso, ha'melubish beboso kesabo. It's like he's melubish beboso, he has layers of fat and meat. So memele, the Parsim have this tchuna of a doy. Let's go back to the Gemara. Umegadlim seyol kedoiv. They're hairy like a doiv. Ve'ein lahem menuche kedoiv. They don't have menuche. They're restless like a bear. So Rashi says, doiv ein lahem menuche. Kshu kosho, when he's tied down, hoylech ubo tomitz vivoysen. That means he can't find a mokim. He's always on the go. They don't have menuche. That is the tchuna of a doiv. Ein la menucha ke doiv. Rab Ami ki avachosi parzet parsa derochiv. When Rab Ami saw a parsa writing, Omar hainu dube naide. So this is a traveling doiv. Doiv naide. I can't begin to understand klar what Rab Ami is saying over here. Was that Rab Ami mechadish given? I thought, I don't know if there's emes to what I'm saying, but there's a very interesting Gemara Mesech de Shabbos of Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara says Mesech de Shabbos that one is permitted, Chazal asked to sell Behem Megasa to a goy, because he might come and lend it to a goy. And if he lends it to a goy, the goy might do work with it in Shabbos, and if he lends it, so really it's a Behem of a Yid, so he's Tzuvan Shvisus Behem Toy. So maybe they ask her to sell a Behem Megasa. But a sus they permitted to sell. Why do they permit to sell a sus? Because a fellow who lends a sus, he won't be doing a malachim. Because a sus is normally a person rides a sus. So a fellow, the guy who will ride the sus, so it's also no chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. It's a memele. So they permitted to sell a sus to a guy. So the Gemara asks Akashe, Mesech the Shabbos, you're allowed to sell a Tagoy. That's a very inclusive statement. So it seems you're allowed to sell a Taparsi also. The Gemara brings down that a fil we hold Chai Noiseyes Atzmoy, that is Dafke, if he walks, but if he's a Kofus, you don't say Chai Noiseyes Atzmoy. But the Gemara, how are you allowed to sell it to a Parsi? The Parsim don't walk. As is it the Gemara, they don't walk. They're like Kfusim, they don't walk. So the Gemara says, really, They, mishum gases haruach, they don't walk. Al skype, they don't walk. But the Gemara says, was once a maise, I saw a Parsi that ran the Sholish Parsois. Psachidish, they do walk. So somehow it seems that the tchun of the Parsiim was that, the Gemara had a whole shakla of Italian if they walked, if they didn't walk. I mean, normally, I was a double chiddish to see a Parsi walk. The Gemara says, Mishim Ramazhu. Als Gaiva, they don't walk. Maybe they always take a horse, but they don't walk. So Mamela, so maybe this is, that he saw Parsi, the Rochi va Mahaina duve naide. That means they have this tchune of, they don't have Menuche. But they don't walk because it's lafi gavosom, it's not lafi kvoidom, but they're always riding because that's their tchunet. I don't know if I'm saying something, but it's very interesting what must be done. A member of Ravami Kavachos, a palsa, the rochiva mahaine dubenaide. It's a traveling doit. Omaloi Rebbe Lelevi. It's also Sinagada to Gemara, which we have to really understand the Imekadvar. Rabbi told Levi, Harani Parsi. So let's see what Rashi says. Harani Parsi, Baal Mishalis Vidamiyos Hoya Levi. Levi had a koyach that he could portray different in Yonim. The Kamaloi Rebbe, Vices Rebbe never saw Parsim. Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. Mishoil li Parsim lemahin doimin. Tell me a moshel, I could have a picture of who the Parsim are similar to. Who can I compare the Parsim? Omalei doimin lechayolais shel Beis David. They're similar to the armies of Beis David. Giboirim. So he told them they have Gvaldike Gvure. Others bring down, we had a Gemara before that, Tes Kavim Shal Gvure Bo Lo Ilom, and Yud Kavim Shal Gvure Bo Lo Ilom, Tes Notlo Parsim. So I say they were Gvaldike Gvure. Yeah. Herani Chavorim. So who's these Chavorim? Zitrashi Ume Hasmuchela Parsim. So tell me, be mamshul to me, who are these chavolim? So he told them, doimim lemalachei chavolim. So the Ben Yehuda says, pshat, just like by malachei chavolim, kivin shenitin leshus lahashchis, ein mavchinin, ben tzadik leroshe, so these chavolim, when they have a shlita, they're mavchin bein toim l'ro, elo hirgin kova shayimtsu. That's these chavorim. So they're similar to malachi chavorim. Harani Yishmaelim. Portray for me Yishmaelim. Doimim l'seirim shal beis hakisei. We'll see soon Rashi. Harani tamidei chachomim shebebovel. Portray for me that Tamid HaChom Shebebovu Doimem Lemalachei Yashoret. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the Yishmaelim Meluboshim Shechayrim. So here, we'll see this, the Mashor is Moira this, on the other two cases, Parsiim, Chavorim, he should explain to him the mahus of these umes, these are geboirim, these are mashchisim. Then he asked him, Yishmaelim and Tamidei Chachamim Shebebogel, and he told him the clothing they wear, that the Yishmaelim adoimim lesirim shel beis hakisei, they were shadim, that used to be Shailat in the Beis HaKisei, Dum Yedesirim, Esirim Yirat Nusham. But the comparison is, Meluboshim Shchayrim, the Yishmaelim are Meluboshim Shchayrim, V'daimim L'Shaydim. And Tamid HaChachamim Shebebovel, Daimim L'Malachei HaShoretz. לבושים לבונים, their malbushes, they wear white pagodim, ועטופים, כמלאכי השורץ. וכסיב ואיש לבוש הבדים, so it seems by מלאכים, the פוסק speaks about their אופן הלבישה, so the תמיד החום שבבו will also have this unique אופן of לבישה. וחינמי אמרינה וממדליקן, על רב יהודה שהיה מסעטף ויושב בסדינים המצויוצם, so the Erev Shabbos, he used to be Misatev, and he sat Sadinim Shal Pishton, and Metziyotim, he put tzitzis in the Sadinim. V'doyim ala Malach Hashem, Nedorim, Namim Rina Man Malachi Yashores, Rabbono, Amai Kol Malachi Yashores, Do Metziyonim Ki Malachi Yashores B'malbushim Noim. So this is a piece, the Marsho Zahore and Rashi, that you're picking out characteristics of Yishmaelim and Tamid Chomish Abibobol, and we're speaking about the Malbushim. That's clothes make the person about Kaponim to learn, because this is Tosin Tamid Chomish Abibobol, and this is the Yishmaelim. The Mashal wants to say another pshat. The Mashal wants to say that the Yishmaelim, their tchuna is, they're not makbed on the kiyas, the tare, that's their mahus. That's why it was medamadim to sirim shal beis hakisei, that's a mokim metunev, and that's their mahus. There's no concept of nikiyas and tare by the Yishmaelim. And tamid chomeshe bebovel, they're doim ala malochim, that they are tahir makdoshim. That's how the Marshal wants to say. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that brings around in the Dorim the Rashi Botana Gemore in the Dorim Kole Malachi Shosh Mishum De Mitzuyonim Ki Malachi Ashores. So the Ran says they're muvtolim mishar b'nei odom. Just like we say in the Godesh, Shai Yisrael Mitzionim Shom, they were muvdol from the Mitzriyim. So just like a malach is muvdol from a mensh, so memele, the Tamid HaChomim Shebebovol are also muvdolim from shar b'nei odom, a b'china of a malach. Loimim l'malachei ha'shoritz. Yeah. Hagavuch ha'shtikol ha'ored is a merdik word from the Chassam Sofer. The Roshes Chassam Sofer, they bring down that someone once wrote about his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. So he wrote about Rav Nosson Adler, he's a malach Hashem Tzvokes. Someone wrote about Rav Nosson Adler. And the Chassam Sofer saw this, so he was very hurt. He says, show me one malach that can compare to my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. Saying he's like a malach Hashem Tzvokes. Here we see, Chachomim Shebebovel, Doimim L'malachi Hashoris. Maybe that's where Rashi says in the Begodim. More than that, could be you can't be medame them to malachim, because they're greater than malachim. But Chachomim in the Begodim, maybe there's a similarity to Malachi Yashoritz. Kavanecha Nabshei the Rebbe, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Niftar, very interesting Gemara. So, Nizrike, Rashi says, Kavanecha Nabshei Nizrike Nevue Bepumei. So he started saying things which was a Nevue. Nevue. He started saying a whole bunch of inyonim, which most of them were not Yodua. He said, now, Rabbeinu Kodesh was an Eretz Yisrael. He was not at all acquainted with Bovel. He said as follows, Heimanya Ikebe Bovel. There's a mokim in Bovel that's called Heimanya. Kula Amenoihi. This is a mokim that's full of Amenim. We'll see later. These were Takagoyim, Amenim. Masgarye Ike Bebovo. Another mokim, Masgarye. Kula the Mamzerehi. This shtot is full of Mamzerehi. And this, it seems this he was Yisoyed Hashem Liraya, but that means no one knew this. He was Megala. But it's that the shtot is full of Mamzerehim, the all Mamzerehim. Chazenishib says, Ma'ira erased this. We hear the klal Meshpocha Shanitmo, Nitmo. So why was he Megala this? This was, he was Megala ben Nebuibs. Chazenishib asked me once to say, could be Le Talmidov. Like we heard before, that Vinishtvi, even though in Halacha, Meshpocha Shanitmo, Nitmo, although doesn't have the mile, the ruchni sticker mile, sabashchos hashchines, so one is megal tamidim, not to mingle with them. Birke ike bebovo. There's another city, Birke bebovo. Shnei achim yesh, there's two brothers, shemachlifim nishisayim zelazer. So memele, there are mamzerim in this shtot birka, so one wants to marry this shtot, he has to be baitik the mishpochis. Birto de Satya Ike Bebovo. As another shtot, Birto de Satya. The Satya means that they were Sor Minaderech, they shmat themselves. Hayoim Soru Ma'achay Hamokim. So he said today. Today was Soru Ma'achay Hamokim, Dem Zich Kishmat. Now he explains what happened. The Akvi Peire Bekavri B'Shabbato. Previously, there was a maisa that there was a brecha of dogim. It seems the brecha overflowed, and there was a lot of dogim, and they went in Shabbos and captured these dogim. They were tzodah dogim. The akvi peire bekavri b'shabbate, v'ozlu v'tzodah v'b'shabbate. And they captured these dogim, they caught these dogim in Shabbos, to Mechala Shabbos. And this shtot, Vishamtinu Rabachi Berabi Ashiya. Rabachi Berabi Ashiya was menada them. Vishtamit, and today, they shmad themselves. You put us in Chayrim, we'll show you. So they shmad themselves. Now we'll, just let's see Rashi. Then we'll say over Machlikis from a Sadeshin and a Taz. Let's see what Rashi says. Humanye ir sheshmokach mazgarye iri mekolanach kulu mekaymes nino and bodo. Birta de Satye al shem shesoru me achrei hamokim. The people in this city were Satya Soru Me Hashem. Upirish Rebbe Hechsoru. How did this happen that there was Soru Mache Hashem? So previously, the Akvi Peiret the Kabri, the Ozol the Taidi B'Shabbat of Shamtino. Hitziv HaBibel Dogim Harbei. A lot of Dogim were overflowed, it seems, in this Mokim. But Ocho B'Tzodo, they went, there was an opportunity, so they went and caught these fish. The akve hitzif, they float. And think of Yotzef HaBalzol, the Kap HaBalzol, Peire Berechas Yilagadol Dogim. Vishtamud Nishtamud. And today they shmad themselves. There's a Merdeke Rimo and Simen Shin Lamedala that brings down a Tumas Adeshin. The Tumas Adeshin Klaus HaShaila is a person, or is not a person, is Bezdin permitted to be Menade. Someone, if they take into consideration that could be from this nidi, they'll shmad themselves. Should this be taken into consideration? And no, adin yikevesa. I mean, if the chayiv nidi, the chayiv nidi, they'll go further, they'll show you. That's not our cheshbet. So the Tumas Hadeshin brings a raya from this gemara. We see, Lord, that was the mice over here. That Lamai said, this is what happened. They were Mechal of Shabbos, and Rabachi Berebi Yashir was menade them, and They showed him. You'll start up with us, we'll show you. They shmad themselves. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says it's permissible to do it. We don't have to take into consideration their threats. The Bezlin has to do what Bezlin is mukhayif to do, and you don't make cheshbonis what they're going to do afterwards. The Taz is chaylik on this. The Taz says that zikhir, we should, I mean, what are we accomplishing with this? I mean, that they did one avla, but now they'll shmad themselves. He said he holds zikhir not allowed to. We're not accomplishing anything. We're losing a lot. And that what Chabachi B'Rav Yashi was menadah them, he didn't have the faintest idea that this would occur. That means he was menadah them later. But he was unaware that this would occur. If he knew this, he never would have done it. So he said, so why is the Gemara bringing this ma'aser like this? Al kaponim, we have a limud, telling us aloche, like the Tumas Hadashin says. Like this, what is it telling us this ma'aser? This was, so he says, the Gemara is bringing down this ma'aser. Rebbe wanted to tell them in Eretz Yisrael, whatever I'm telling now is b'nevuah. Telling you b'ruach ha-kodesh. This ma'aser that occurred in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, no one knew about it. But in Bavel, I mean, this was Yedudike Maisa. This was Yedudike Maisa. So he was telling them, just like this, what I'm telling you, you can be Mevarer in Bavel, that this occurred, this and this, that. I'm telling you, today this happened. You can be Mevarer in Bavel that today this happened. So how do I know this happened? This is Nabur. So all the other things I'm telling you, also, you can rely that this is Nabur. And Memele, you should take it seriously. That's how the Taz says Pshat. And I said other things. Akhe da Agme, Ike Bebodo. Akhe da Agme is Psamokim. Ada Barave Yeshbo. Ada Barave is there. Hayom Yoshev Becheika Yishal Avro. Today, this was the day of the Ptira of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So he's Yeshev Becheike Yishal Avro. So what does this mean? So Rashi has two Mahalchim. Hayom Yeshev Becheike Yishal Avro. Yesh Aimrim Meis Hayom. He died. He died today. And what does it have to Becheike Yishal Avro? Masha says that Avraham Avinu sees all those who are Boyal Aram, and she doesn't let them get into Gan Eden. So upon him, he was Yeshe Becheike Shal Avraham, that he went to Gan Eden. I mean, he was Ish Kodesh. That's why it says Cheike Shal Avraham. Mimkein, so Rashi says that that Pshat ain't there of Adish Abig Moret. Ready, he died with man of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the day of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. V'nire do Yoshev Becheike Shal Avraham Avinu Shenichnas LaBris Mila. That pshat, that today was the bris of Ravada Barabe, v'zeh Ravada Barabe Sheheres Yomim Arbe, Yim Mamerdik Ariches Yomim Mishemeis Rebbe, Adoyreis Achroini Bimei Rav Nachman Vayitzok Yidamrin Nebubavu Basa. What does Taisva say? Hayem Yoshev Becheike Shal Avraham Avinu. Beresh Bekuntres Yesh Oim Rimeich. Vim Kein Ein Zer Avada Barabe Shebeg More. Mir Olay Me Yoshev Becheike Shal Avraham Shenichnet Lodres Mile. Zer Avada Barabe Sheheres Yom Em Arben Bishmei Srebi Adel Sarayim. Imei Rav Nachman Vayitzik Yidom Vavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Hayayim noiled Rav Yehuda bebalo. This was, it seems, the last member of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Rav Yehuda was born in Bobo. The Omar, Shemeis Rabbi Kive, now explaining the Mayn Afkemina that the day of the Ptira of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, אז יהודה was born in Babel. כשמייס רבי עקיבא נולד רבי. רבי was born. רבי עקיבא דיי was born in Rebbe. כשמייס רבי נולד רבי יהודה. בסדר, נולד רבי יהודה בחי רבי. כשמייס רבי יהודה נולד רבי. כשמייס רבי נולד רבי אשי. ולם דוח שאין צדק נפטר מן העולם עד שנברא צדיק כמויסו. אז רבני שלום הזמנתם ברפור למקה, זו הצדיק הזנה נפטר מן העולם עד שנברא צדיק כמויסו. שנאמר בזורך השמש ובוא השמש. זו דמרשוס חזל את הקשה, why are we repeating the word Shemesh? It should have said, V'zorach HaShemesh Shubo. So, Kocher, we're talking about two Shamoshim. Ad Shaloi Kofso, Shimshoi Shaleili, V'zorach HaShimshoi Shal Shmuel HaRamos. So, V'zorach HaShemesh means there was a Zricha already of Shmuel before Bo HaShemesh, before Eli was Niftar, Shmuel Shoiche, when he had a Mara of Nebuah. L'chaire, the Lashon, when you don't understand the Lashon of the Gemara, Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva says, I mean, everyone has Bechira, be a Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, can be a Roshe, but when B'shas Yetziras HaOdom, the Malach is asked, what is be, will be a Chocham, or a Tipesh, a Noni, a Roshe, Tzadik Perosh, that's not Nixar, that is Nixar, Le Bechire Shal Odom. Here we have Sha'ein Tzadik Niftor Min Ho'ilom Ad She'nivro Tzadik Kamoisa, I was speaking about. She'nivro Tzadik Kamoisa. Difficult to understand, we're speaking about the a bria of a tzaddik. It would be speaking about a Talmud Chacham and a Mela, so the Benisham is Mashpi and the Nisham is a Talmud Chacham was Nifta, so there's another Chacham that has a Shpo that could have the capacity of a Leifu Chacham that will absorb basically Shkloh. That's the Seder. Somehow does that say that actually Kofsa Shimshay Shalaydi is also Shimshay Shalaydi? Unless we'll say this is telling you the in Bechira, the Rabbi Nishlam knows will be a Tzaddik, so the Rabbi Nishlam is Shaisal the Tzaddikim, the Doer, the Rabbi Nishlam knows will be a Tzaddik, that's only in Bechira, but the Rabbi Nishlam has a idea from that. The Melech, so the Rabbi Nishlom is Shoysel, this Tzaddikim, that the world should have a Tzaddik before a previous Tzaddik is Nistalim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Steht in Posseg, Tziva Hashem Liyakai, Svivov Zoro. Av Yudha Omar, Kegoyim Humanye, Lufum Nare. Let us see what Rashi says. We had before Humanya, there were Ammonium in Humanya. So, let us see what Rashi says. So, the Pasuk in Eicha, Tziva Hashem Liyakai, Svivov Tzohar, Tzorim, Nesainim, Shoyu Soivivim Oysam Ba'al, so that they surrounded the Yidin and Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ainu Aminu Moyiv, Sheitziru Lehem Yaisar Minakai. They made the most sorrows for the Bnei Yisrael, because they were in the Bechelet. Amen umoyo, Shcheine Bishi, Yerushalayim, Oyu. Oysom tzive shi soive vim oysom af begalusam. That when Klal Yisrael went to Golis, that they should have these shcheinim should be near them also. They're not kepated from them by going to Golis. And humanye the kule damei noihi. The whole humanye is full of ammonium. And I'm reading loud. Yishimom samchere ben bovu. Ahoyu matzirim li Yisrael shebepum naro. They were matzaya the Yidin that were bepum naro. Zog to Gemara weiter. Vayihi ki in Novi. Now this Yecheskel and Novi is speaking. Upalti yo ben bina yo mates. And palti yo ben bina yo mates. The Ephel Alponai, the Ezak Kilgozer. Ro'ima Aho Hashem Alekim. And he screamed, and this Besure, that Paltiyo ben Benayo makes. If now there's a Machloikis, a Meiroim, what is Pshat in this Zo'oke of Chizkiyoa, of Yecheskel? What is Pshat in this Zog? Rav Shmuel, the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar Letoide. That the Zog was, because of the Toiv of Paltiyo, so that's why there was a Zog. Why did this occur to him? He was such a good person. But Chad Omar Letoide. There was a Zoke, that why was he made on Mitosai? He's such a Roshe, he should have had a Mitzvishon. Man da Omar Letoiva. The one that says that there was Letoiva because of the Toiv Shaboy, this shouldn't have occurred. Ki ho, the Istandro, the Meshon, the Shultain of Meshon, the ruler of Meshon, Chasnei Nebuchadnezzar, he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Sholach Lei, so he had a time at his father-in-law. Nebuchadnezzar made up his Hazoi, a clean sweep of Eretz Yisrael. He had a lot of Shavoim, a lot of prisoners. Mikulei Hai Shavoi, the Isis Loch Lei Shotros, Lon, the Koi Lekamo. But the Yoshi, keep everyone for yourself. You should send some of these Shavoim to us, to Meishon, I mean, we could use them. Boili Shiduri Leimi Yisrael. So he didn't want to start up with his son-in-law. So Memelis, he wanted to send them. To send Yidin, they should be Avodim in Meishon. Omer Lei Paltiyo Membineyo. So Paltiyo came over to Nebuchadnezzar and told him like this. Ananda Hashvinon. Meiko Mikamacho. We're Choshevet people. I think it's better for you to keep us. We'll be Avodim for you. Va'avdin are Avodim Neizulasim. If you have to send something to your son-in-law, don't send them from the best people. Send our Avodim. So Memele, and he listened. So Memele, so Paltiyo, Ben Benayo was matzal klal yisrael, that they shouldn't be avodim lavodim, they shouldn't be in Meishan, they shouldn't be avodim to those people. Omar Novi, Yisha Osa Toive Bi Yisrael, Yomos Pachatzi Yomam. So that was the Zoke. He had Merdek Eschusim, it was matzal klal yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says. Echadom alotayvo yimiyala novi olo. Echadom aloro sho yarabe eino shemeis misa yofa. Why should he have a normala misa? The one that said lotayvo, the standri of the nation, shiltain shal meishan. Mi isha osa atayvo azois. She itzel as a goylam liyais abodim laabdas. With matzol klal yisrael. So memeilem. So he should die so young. That was the Zo'oke of Yecheskel. Man do'om alero. Echsiv וטובי אויסי על שער בייס השם הקדמוני, הפוינה קדימו, והנה בפסח השער, 25 איש. This is one פוסק, that he saw 25 people, ואלה בסויכם, אז יזניו בן עזר, אז פלטיו, ובניו יסוריו. Now this is very interesting. We have here a nevuah, this is in Yecheskel Yudalit, that he saw bePesach HaShah 25 people, and one of these 25 was Paltiyo ben Benayo. Fine. But there it doesn't say anything there that they had done. Now, in Yecheskel Ches, it also speaks about 25 people. Osi v'yavi oisi el chotza beis Hashem apnimis, והנה פסח היכל השם בין אולם ובין המזבח, כ-25 איש. The Gemara held now that these 25 people are the 25 people that we have mentioned before, and from these 25, one of them was Paltiyo ben Benayot. And these 25 people, which we're speaking about in Yecheskel Ches, were Mushchosim Meyot. What does it say about these 25 people? It were 25 people, achereyim al heichal Hashem. Their backs were towards the heichal. Upneyim kedmo, and they were facing Mizrach, and their backs was towards the heichal, which was in Mayim. So the Gemara asks, mimashmish enema upneyim kedmo, if it's, the Pasuk tells us that they were facing Mizrach, eini yedeya shachereyim klapei mairip, so, what is the Pasuk telling us? Ma Talmud Loima Achareim Al Heichal Hashem Melameid Shehoyu Mafriim Atzmon Mafrizin Atzmon Klapei Mayim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Eini Yedeya Shachareim Al Heichal Shehoyu B'mayre V'azore. I know that if they're facing Mizrach, so their backs are facing the Heichal. Ma Talmud Loima Achereim Mamish. Achereim Mamish Shehu Mefure. That they were Megala Achereim Shehoyim Miskavnin Laharais Achereim Lignai to be Mevaza the Heichel. The Waisen Tzolcheim Klapei Heichel. So the Komal Novi Mi Shehoso Haro Azois the Yisrael Yomus HaMitosai, so that was the Zohar of Yecheskel, that he heard that Paltiyo had his normal Misa, which that was his Zohar. So we have a Machloikis, Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Letoive, V'chad Omar Lero, and the Val, we don't know who said what. We don't know who holds that there was a Tevim Lodah, who also was Lodah. So the Gemara says, Tistayim the Shmuel the Omer Lodah. Shmuel is the one that said Lodah. The Omer Rabchiyah Ba'ovin Omer Shmuel, Mushchani, Eise Shmuel had said such a memory. Mushchani Harehi Kigoylo Leyuchsin. Mishchani is speaking about Mekoymes and Bovo. Mishchani is like Pumpadisa. It was a very miyuchas like a mokim. Meishon, now the mokim Meishon, so Shmuel said, Loi choshu lo, loi mishum avdis. There was no intermingling of avodim there. V'loi mishum mamzeres. Elo kahanim shahoyu balek pidu ala grushais. You know what was in Meishan, it's not mesugal for a kohen to marry there. It's women because they were not makpid on grushais, so there was chalolos there. But if someone is not a kohen, there's no other yichistike problem over there, because there was no avodim there, and there was no mamzerim there, so in yichist there's no problem besides for kahanim. So now, we have here a machloikis, if Paltiyo did a good thing or did a bad thing. If he did a good thing, what was the good thing? That he said that the Yidden should remain by Nebuchadnezzar and send the Avodim to Meshach. That's if he did a good thing. If he did a bad thing, so he did something else. So Al Koponim, if Shmuel would have held that he did a good thing, and they sent Avodim to Meshach, so there were Avodim in Meshach, the Avodim of the Bnei Yisrael were sent to Meshach. So there were Avodim that intermingled in Meshach. So Memele, so what is Pshat? And here Shmuel says that in Meshach there's no shash of intermingling of Avodim. So Al Kochri, you see that Shmuel holds L'ro. So the Gemara says it's not right. L'oilamei melach Shmuel omar l'toive. It could be that Shmuel said l'toive. V'shmuel l'taime. The omar, that they sent Avodim. Aye, so Avodim came to Meshach, so why aren't we chayish for the intermingling of Avodim in Meshach? Shmuel etamei, doma mafke avda yotzu lecheres, vein tzorich get shichu. Shmuel grad holds that if a person is mafke avdoi, so memele, so when the bailis of momen falls off, the Eved becomes a complete Ben Chayrim. You don't need a Shtar Shichel. Shenemach, the whole Abdus is totally in the Kinyan Momin of the Odai. And the minute the Kinyan Momin becomes Nifka, so is Ois Eved. Shenemach, it says in the Posik, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kese. So what shot Eved Ish? What's this Eved Ish? Lay Eved Ish, eh? Ela Eved Yesh Loi Rishus L'Rabbi Olov, the Odin is a Shlita over him. Kari Eved, that's called an Eved. Eved Shein L'Rabbi Rishus Olov, ain't Kari Eved, he's not called an Eved. So Memele, so could very well be, Shmuel held L'Toyve, and Take Paltiyo was Misaviv that they sent Avodim to Meshon. But when these Avodim came to Meshach already, they were Ois Avodim because they were taken away from their Adonim, so the Adonim were Miyayish from them, some Amela. So when they came to Meshach, they were Bnei Chayrim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tistayim, the Shmuel Odom Alaro, the Shmuel Leslay, Hod Omar, the Avodim Nishtalchel Meshach. Shmuel does not hold that Palki did something letoy that they sent Avodim Lameish, me the Kamlecho Shalom Mishim Abdis. So Gemara says, Loi Lamei Melach Shmuel Doma Letoy Ve. The Islay Hodin Ishtalchu Avodim Lameish. Vahai the Kamlecho Shalom. That's what he says, Lecho Shalom Mishim Abdis. Shmuel Taimei, Doma Evet Shengle Lerabi Lishuso Levein Kori Evet. If the Odin doesn't have a Shlita over him, so he doesn't have a Shame Evet. Haninami ma'achar shegozlu mehem, they were taken away from the Eden. V'nisyayishu mehem, zeu hefke, so this is equivalent to hefke. There's no shlita over them, k'dimrini begitten. Nisyashti miplayni avdi, mishum loshen hefke, lokadlo. V'kivin v'nisyayishle minei pokele rishusoy. Since he was Miyayish, he doesn't have Rishus over him, it's all get Shichali, it's Mutabi Israel. So Memele, these Avodim were not really Avodim when they came to Meshon. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rameya. Zu Divrei Rameya, what does Rashi say? Mas Nisen Diktoni. The olu psulim la'eretz Yisrael. Umash meden kol arotzeis becheskas miyuchoseis chutz mi bovel bilvat kidoma bereish pirkin the Messiah leil rabbelozer the koma yiches ezra es bovel that the Mishnah it would seem that a sol yuchsen ola mi bovel that Ezra purified bovel was the mokim amiyuches. The psulim ended up in Eretz Yisrael, and we had these different dargis, kol arotzeis, isal Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, isal abovel. So, zu divrei rameya, this is shitas rameya. אבל חכמים אומרים, כל ארוצייס בחזקס קשיירס הם עמדס. There's no difference anywhere. All מקיימס are similar. And בחזקס קשיירס הם עמדס. Amemar sholalei sholalei, so this is a memra of Shmuel, of Yudam Shmuel, that the Chachamim hold that there's no maile in bubble over any other place. Kol agotzis becheskes ksheiris. Amemar sholalei l'ravune barnosen, l'mitzev itse michuz yaisa. He says, Amemar was mata, Ravuna Banosan to marry a woman Mechuz Yaisa. Now Mechuz Yaisa, let us see Rashi. Ve'ein Mechuzah b'seich gvul bovul ha'murim linyin yuchsin. He says Mechuzah was not in this, in the boundaries of the miyuchosim of bovul. And he was matam yulata mayanisha. Om alei Ravashi. So Ravashi told Ameima, Mai daitoch, the Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuz u'divrei Rameya. אבל חכמים אומרים, כל ארוצייס בחזקס קשרס אין עמדס. That's what you're relying on this memory of רב יהודה משמו. והוא בי רב כהנה לא ימאסנו הוכי. ובי רב פופה לא ימאסנו הוכי. ובי רב זביד לא ימאסנו הוכי. So what does Rashi say? They said over from Shmuel differently. So that means that you're building on this memory of Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. But this is very debatable if Shmuel ever said this, because all these Amiroim said Shmuel never said it. Shmuel said that kol arotzis are an ise. Ubei rav popa loy mas nehochi. Ubei rav zvid loy mas nehochi. So memele, so the kasha was to a meima, so why are you relying on this memory? Afilo hochi loy kiblo minei, mishum de shmielei me rav zvid de nerdo. Sim Shmuel was also from Nador, and so Rav Zvid was the most authentic authority who would be capable of telling us what Shmuel really said. Zot Rashi, Rav Zvid men Nador, Rav Hainu, Rav Zvid stomach.